The United States and European Union have condemned the outcome of a referendum in Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula and are planning to announce sanctions against Russia. The rejections came after election officials said first results of Sunday's vote showed some 95% of voters in Crimea have decided to join the Russian Federation. Stefan Boss reports.
We have won, we have won, he says. Crimea's pro-Kremlin Prime Minister Sergei Aksyonov added that Crimea is going back home and said Crimea is in Russia. However, that's not how the United States and the European Union view the outcome of Sunday's referendum. The White House said President Barack Obama had warned his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin that the US and its allies were prepared to impose additional costs on Russia for its actions. And the US signaled it could act as soon as Monday to impose sanctions against Russia for its incursion into Crimea and for conducting the referendum while occupying troops were in place. On Monday, EU foreign ministers will also decide whether to impose asset freezes and visa sanctions, and if so, who to target, explained Dutch Foreign Minister Frans Timmermans.
The behavior of Russia until now is completely unacceptable, and I would do anything possible to avoid sanctions, because I believe everybody will suffer if we get into sanctions, but the only ones who can prevent this are the Russians.
Yet Crimean officials claim 82% of voters participated in Sunday's poll and that the referendum was legitimate. But in Kiev, people have their doubts. He says, we don't believe this. The whole world is not believing it. Only Russia. We cannot abandon the people in Crimea. Together, we will fight till the end. Yet Moscow has made clear it will recognize the referendum and that Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula could become part of the Russian Federation within days. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.